From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. CBS Radio and MSNBC have suspended talk show host Don Imus for 2 weeks. Their decision came at the end of a day in which he repeatedly apologized for disparaging Rutgers University women's basketball players in racially and sexually charged comments on the air last week. Some black activists have called on Imus to be fired. NPR's David Folkenflik has this report, which contains language some listeners may find offensive.
What did it take for Don Imus to get punished by his bosses? The man had a nationally syndicated CBS radio show that attracts an educated, affluent audience, and it is simulcast on MSNBC. Here's some of the things he said over the years, say, about Palestinians during the burial of PLO leader Yasser Arafat.
They're eating dirt, and that fat pig wife is living in Paris.
That didn't do it. Here's how Imus referred to his own bosses at CBS Radio, whom he had described as Jewish management moments earlier.
I tried to put it in terms that these money-grubbing bastards could understand.
That didn't do it either. Nor was he seriously rebuked in other instances in which he mocked blacks, Latinos, gays, women, Democrats, Republicans, and a lot of other people. But Imus was finally suspended from his show late today for 2 weeks, first by MSNBC. CBS Radio followed suit shortly after. Here's what Imus and his producer Bernard McGurk actually said last week about the Rutgers women's basketball players, most of whom are black.
That's some rough girls from Rutgers, man. They got tattoos and
some hardcore hoes.
That's some nappy-headed hoes there, I'm going to tell you that now.
Earlier today on his own show, Imus sought to take the sting from his remarks.
I'm accepting responsibility because it is my responsibility. Of course I'm accepting it. And I'm apologizing and asking forgiveness for what I did do.
Talkers magazine publisher Michael Harrison follows radio show hosts like Imus. He says Imus's racially provocative remarks are part of the shtick that he's well paid to perform.
This was not something that was a shock. This is not something that caught his employers by surprise. This is what he's been doing for years.
So Harrison has two questions.
So why this comment and why now? That's what I'm asking.
The Reverend Al Sharpton was among the first to call for MSNBC and CBS to fire Imus. As Imus appeared on Sharpton's own radio show today, Sharpton grilled him.
Let me get this right. You call these people nappy-headed hoes, but you wasn't talking racial when you said nappy. Jigaboos and wannabes, but you didn't understand what you were saying. You just, what are you saying? You blanked out?
Imus apologized again, but offered something of a defense.
I'm not a journalist. I'm not Tim Russert. I'm not a politician. I don't have any. We don't have an agenda. Our agenda is to try to be funny.
Imus's show blends his own barbed observations about politics, popular culture, and sports with interviews with public figures. His interviews with authors help to move their books off the shelves and toward the cash registers. Howard Kurtz is the media critic for The Washington Post. He's just one of many prominent journalists who have appeared on Imus's show.
I was not offended in the slightest when years ago Imus made some cracks about my ethnicity because it was done in the spirit of humor and I'm fair game for that sort of thing. But it is an entirely different situation when he uses offensive language to pick on members of the Rutgers women's basketball team.
Kurtz thinks Imus is not bigoted and he thinks most listeners understand that. But several major groups of black and women journalists have called on the networks to fire Imus and for reporters to boycott his show until they do. While a press conference to denounce the host attracted few activists in Los Angeles, and the Reverend Jesse Jackson led just 40 people in protest in Chicago today, the New York State chapter of the NAACP and other groups have promised a major protest at NBC headquarters in New York City tomorrow. Imus hasn't lost his job, at least not yet, but his 2-week suspension from both broadcasts will start April 16th. David Folkenflik, NPR News.